It's Monday, January 28th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest running tech podcast, show number 831, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get a .com for $2.95 by using the promo code GEEK295. GNC is also sponsored in part by DYN. That's dyn.com. Get 30% off their DNS and email products and services by using the promo code podcast30 over at dyn.com/podcast30. Hey, folks, got a great show lined up for you. Of course, Geek News Center, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Strap in.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Todism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast, coming to you as live as it can be from the Lone Star State in the Geek News Central High Definition Mobile Broadcast Studio, which has been giving me some fits. Hey everyone, welcome to the show, and we want to thank you for tuning in. If you're watching tonight live, we are on BitTorrent's new live beta streaming service, and pretty excited about being able to use this for the very first time. And for every person that comes in the stream, they help redistribute it. So we hope people will check in tonight on the live stream. But last show, good old Wirecast kicked me in the okole. And that's basically slang for kick me in the butt, and basically died halfway through. So hopefully tonight we will not have that issue with the video being destroyed by Wirecast. And actually had some trouble with it on Saturday too, during Saturday Morning Tech. So it's really on my hit list at this point. I'm going to be bringing some new gear back with me when I leave Honolulu and come back to Texas here at the end of the week. But I want to give a warm welcome to the Johanna and listeners from around the world, and I want to make sure, of course, that you get over to geeknewscentral.com and you check out all the great content on the website. We've got a big red banner up on there right now, basically saying make sure you come over to the website and watch us on the BitTorrent site. So there's links there on how to get to the live content. But there's no way to really record this on their site yet. There's no way to capture anything. It's purely a streaming platform at this time, so we'll see how it works as we move through the entire show. But main thing I want you guys to do is get subscribed to the show while you're over on the website, and you can do that real easily. There's a subscribe box right at the top of the website. Basically, it's got all the audio, video feeds, the GNC special media events feed, which is rocking right now with lots of content, and of course, the Gadget Professor, Robot Underpants, and so forth. Have gotten a response. Was looking for a host for the Chrome show. I need to reply back to some folks that had actually expressed an interest, so we may have found some permanent host for that. We'll keep you advised. But as always, we want to make sure that you get signed up for the newsletter as well while you're over on the website. That way you're guaranteed never to miss a single episode, and we'll get you the contents of the show delivered directly to your inbox immediately following the show. We're also doing, all the show notes are at gncshownotes.com, so don't forget about that. If you want to watch the show post-show, at least every time there is a good video recording, and I'm actually looking at the data rate that this thing is recording at tonight. I have no idea what it's doing. It's just flaky. So hopefully we get a good video recording tonight. But check us out on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. We're over there. And of course, you can contact me anytime on Twitter. That's available at Geek News. You can email the show, geeknews@gmail.com, and our hotline is available 24 hours a day at 619-342-7365. Now, we're going to be taking down the speakeasy send comment section on the website. Really didn't get that good of exposure from that, so we're going to go ahead and take that down. And we'll let you basically continue to call into the hotline and leave your comments about the show. That's the best way to do it, to stay abreast of what's going on here. So I want to thank, of course, our good friends at GoDaddy.com for being a sponsor here at Geek News Central. And really, GoDaddy has got some fantastic offers for us this month. And actually, these are coming to an end. These promo codes are done here in just a couple of days. So this 295.com, you only have just a few short days left before the end of the month. This is due to expire on the 31st. So if you want to get a $2.95.com, you need to move quickly. Geek295 is the promo code. You get up to 3.coms per purchase at $2.95. So be aware of that, okay? And make sure you get over to GoDaddy and pick those up. You'll find a link to the banner. There'll be a banner on Geek News Central. You can just click on that. That'll lock in the code. Of course, you can always come over to the website. And there's a real easy for you to get access to all my codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There's a code there for every occasion. And as a matter of fact, I have to take some codes down because they are expiring. But a whole bunch there. Basically, hosting for $1.99. We've got 15% off, 20% off. We've got $20 cash backs. We've got $10 off orders. We've got .coms at $7.99, renewals at $8.49. All kinds of codes in order to save you a lot of money over at GoDaddy.com. So we want you to definitely check out what GoDaddy has to offer, and take some time and go through the product offerings. And don't forget, we have that code, basically a special going on right now, WST50, where you get 50% off on the website builder product that we've talked about so many times already. If you're watching any of the streaming media from CES that's on the special medias feed, you'll have noticed already that we have a large amount of content up there for you that basically talks about that specific code and gives you some reasons why you should consider using GoDaddy's website builder for building a website. So let me look at my notes here real quick and go into what has happened here over the over the weekend. Pretty uneventful. I just kind of hung out in the hotel. Did video editing for the team so that we could get all of the get the content up. Mike Dell is working Tuesday's content of the show. I'm doing Wednesday's. We're pushing everything up. The writers are now officially kind of behind and keeping up. So you're going to see a lot more stuff coming on as they're pumping it through. So make sure that you are subscribed to the Special Medias feed. We know a huge number of you are. We're seeing 12 to 15,000 downloads just right off the subscription day one when you basically come up online. Make sure you grab those. And if you're not watching them via your mobile device, come over to the website and go through and pick and choose those interviews that you find of interest. We've got great show notes. And I hope you like the production of the content this year. On Saturday, I had a great Saturday morning interview, and we had the podcast director of Slate on. We lost about 30 minutes of that interview. I sent the video off to a firm, the portion that was lost, to have them review how much it would cost me to get that. They've got the ability to recover it, and they wanted $239 to recover about 32 minutes of the video, and I just can't do it. It was way, way too expensive. So I'll be putting up what I've got. We're definitely learn some lessons using the Hangout. And I should have used Hangout Live, but instead I scheduled stuff through a calendar mode. And you really can't do a live Hangout when you do it through the calendar. So from now on, we'll just do Hangouts with a normal invite to the guest and basically be able to put it up that way. We did have I had a couple of interviews, or actually one really important interview scheduled tomorrow night. And the reporter contacted me, has come down, the reporter's come down with the flu, and he's going to reschedule. So what I'm going to do is on my second trip out here to Texas, we're going to get hooked up. And I'll give you guys information about that when that interview is up and posted. But the person that was going to interview me, obviously sicker than a dog right now, and basically fighting what I had been fighting before. So I wish him well in getting healthy. And of course, I'm still coughing on you guys. And I'm better, but for some reason tonight, I just got a little bit of a cough still. So I apologize for having that, but it's just that stick around from the bug that I had, and it's just little by little going away, but not quite there yet. And I think what it is when I get really talking fast, it just kind of aggravates and loosens everything up, and then it's me coughing in your ear. Hey, we want to encourage you folks. Got a lot of great feedback from the insider video that we did just after Christmas. And I want to have you guys consider becoming an insider. The number of insiders are growing on the show, and it's helping out a great deal. So think about coming in and supporting the show as an insider, geekcentral.com/insider. There's a link to it in the second column of the website. Become an insider. And again, if you didn't get the video, you definitely want to email me and say you did not get the link, because we don't want anyone that was an insider to miss that. And if you're not in the mailing list, let us know as well, and I'll get you added to the insider mailing list. All right, let's take care of the last piece of business. We'll get into the content tonight. I've got a great amount of content to go through. And, of course, we want to thank the folks over at Dyne.com. You know, Dyne is a new sponsor here. And Dyne, you know, I was reading through some case studies from Dyne. And if you are a website owner, you want to be in amongst a pretty exclusive crowd. They have vendors that are worldwide known website owners that basically some of the biggest high-traffic sites known in the space that are using Dyne.com and their DNS services. And I was really impressed by the actual client list it has that also use their email products. But, you know, if you want a faster internet, and this is again for those of you that have websites out there, if you want your websites to load quicker and you want to make sure that your DNS provider goes down, you have a secondary route to your website, this is where Dyne.com comes in. With outsourced DNS, you can make sure people can get to your website at all times. You know, with managed DNS, you can even connect items like your webcams or DVR to a private channel that you can pull from at any time, which is really, really cool. For businesses, email delivery is critical, and if your business relies on that contact list of yours, then Dyne's email solutions can get your message to your clients and customers. You can send a secure email, bulk email, and set up high-volume mailboxes right on Dyne's delivery service. I'm going to tell you that high-volume email is critical in making sure that it gets delivered. So most important, you know, we're in the middle of the switch to IPv6. Dyne is ahead of the game and has complete support for IPv6, and it's simple. Get faster internet by using Dyne for DNS. Simply visit dyn.com/podcast30. Again, that's dyn.com/podcast30. Fill out the contact form or start shopping right away and save 30% by using the promo code podcast30 at checkout. Again, visit dyn.com/podcast30. And when you get over to the dyn.com website, and let me bring this up here for you, you know, this is kind of a starting point. And there's a little pull down here. Are you interested in DNS, email, both? And they've got some reps that will actually reach out to you and help you pick the product that's best for your company. Again, if you're a small business, or if you're an enterprise client, or if you just have a small website that you want to make sure the uptime is important to you. And this is what is, you know, for us at Raw Voice, our uptime is absolutely critical. And we, you know, Dyne.com is a great product and service that we utilize. So again, definitely check out Dyne.com. The special offers for those of you listening to this show, again, at Podcast 30, get you 30% out. Fill out your name, put your company name in there, email, phone, and they'll help you out. Again, if you want to start shopping, that's okay. They're not going to sell your information to no one. That stays within Dyne's ecosystem. They're a great bunch of folks over there. I've been doing business with them for a long time. It's a critical part of the way, really, I manage several online entities, and so definitely check them out at Dyne.com and use that promo code podcast30. Okay, so let's go ahead and switch gears here. I had to laugh. We've been launching monkeys into space since like the 1940s. And Iran said that it launched a live monkey into space seeking to show off missile systems. And, okay, they've got this monkey, this poor monkey. They've got him strapped in like this box. And it looks like one of those boxes you use for when someone is been in an accident and they got them all strapped down. This was a real nice treatment of this monkey. Of course, you know, we strapped monkeys in a chair and let them go for a ride ourselves in the 40s. But, you know, Iran, you know, if this is so funny, this is a giant step in space technology and biological research. Biological research? Why would they use that word in their news announcement? These folks scare me, and but anyway, they've shot a monkey into space, so just cracks me up. What has it been? How many years? We're in 2012. What's that? 60, 70 plus years. Boy, I guess it just took you a little while. Let's talk about Facebook. Facebook has added video recording and voice messaging to its iOS app. So Monday, they updated the iOS app to version 5.2 and just added only a few noteworthy features, again, including video recordings, voice messages, and a revamped nearby tab. With the latest version, iPhone and iPad users will now be able to record and share videos right from inside the Facebook apps itself. This is definitely they're probably worried about Vine. And, of course, we're going to talk about Vine and some of the stuff that's been coming across the Vine line on Twitter here in a few minutes. But, obviously, Facebook doesn't want you to leave. They want you to stay in their captured ecosystem and never go anywhere else. So they're trying to be they're very successful at that. I know a lot of people that log into Vine and never, ever leave the website. You know, it's kind of funny. I'm on a website right now, sciencerecorder.com. And talking about sleep deprivation and our memories. And I just cracked up here because, you know, I'm looking at this picture and I've read this article, but over on the right-hand side of the page, there's this big ad, Meet Local Single Girls Now, Join Free. Of course, it's got some picture of some very vivacious a woman in the picture. Probably they used her picture and she doesn't even know it. But wrong targeting, folks. The 1-800 Flowers ad at the top was good, but you definitely have me dialed in incorrectly. Don't need to meet any local single girls. I don't think the missus would be very happy. But going back to the sciencerecorder.com article, a new study is for the first time linked structural brain changes that occur naturally with age to sleep related memory problems. So what this finding has been able to determine is that our ability to learn new information declines as we get older. And they, you know, scientists have known this for a long time, but never really fully understood it. But this University of California, Berkeley, designed the experiment, which involved placing electrodes on the scalp of older patients to mimic the shape of slow wave phase sleep. Humans spend an average a quarter of each night engaged in deep, low-wave phase sleep. This deep sleep has been found to play a major role in memory retention as the brain moves temporary memories into long-term storage. Our computers do that at night as well. But the use of those electrodes to stimulate deep sleep resulted in a demonstrable improvement in memory in several patients. And the reason for this, the scientists hypothesize, is that the brain's prefrontal cortex loses volume with age, along with its ability to regulate patterns of deep sleep. So the question I have is, okay, you can stimulate it. Can I buy one of these and wear one of these things? But the team tested their subjects' ability to memorize new, previously unknown information by having each group study a long list of 120 words coupled with random syllables such as an arm reconvere and action syllables. After a half hour of study, the participants were immediately tested on the list, and researchers found that the younger group outscored their older counterparts by 25% in the test, suggesting an age-related difference in memory capacity unrelated to sleep. But then they went in and did the sleep study as well. So this is kind of this is interesting news. So I think what is going to end up happening here is if they figure this out, then they're going to figure out ways to help those of us that are getting older to have better ability to retain, and maybe some sort of a sleep regimen that will help. Just makes you wonder, you know, here I am, you know, I famously have slept few hours every night for many, many years. And I just wonder how that's impacted my memory retention. It's probably have hurt it significantly. But they do say our memories fade with age, and sleep deprivation may hold the answer. So I'll have a link up in the show notes for that, of course, tonight as well. Google has come out and did an explanation on how it handles government requests for data. And this is good. I agree with the this is an article on Tech Dirt. And, you know, with Google's latest transparency report showing the massive increase in requests for info, which we covered on a previous show, you know, they really went into the details of how this, how Google handles this data. So basically, Google says when government agencies ask for our users' personal information, like what you provide when you sign up for a Google account or the contents of an email, their team does several things. They scrutinize the request carefully to make sure it satisfies the law and their own policies for them to consider complying. It generally must be made in writing, signed by an authorized official of the requesting agency, and issued under an appropriate law. They evaluate the scope of the request. They say if it's overly broad, we may refuse to provide the information or seek to narrow the request. We do this frequently. They notify users about legal demands when appropriate so that they can contact the entity requesting it or consult a lawyer. Sometimes they can't do that because they're legally prohibited, in which case we sometimes seek to lift gag orders or unseal search warrants, or we don't have their verified contact information. They also require government agency conducting criminal investigations use a search warrant to compel them to provide a user search query information and provide content stored in a Google account, such as Gmail messages, documents, photos, and YouTube videos. They believe that when a warrant is required, they believe a warrant is required by the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits unreasonable search and seizure and overrides conflicting provisions in the ECPA. Now, here's a problem with this a little bit. They still release data sometimes without a warrant. And I would think if an agency is going to ask for information, they should have to get a warrant. I just don't understand this whole just give it over to them but they do. So it explains why they do it, but they don't really go into detail on, you know, specific provisions of when they would give stuff to a law enforcement agency when there wasn't a search warrant. We've been following this this story about this patent troll, and it's the Alan Cooper saga. It has moved into its next phase. So if you guys don't recall, the story starts with John Steele, who had been a divorce lawyer until he discovered copyright trolling and suddenly went crazy filing copyright trolling lawsuits with the sole purpose to scare people into paying up, of which he got a huge cut. And, you know, this was rather than taking people through the judicial process. As a bunch of his lawsuits started flopping, he began shifting strategies. He claimed to have shut down his law firm, only to pop up again in Florida with the Prenda Law doing the same thing. He ran into some trouble there with a judge, as you remember. Late last year, it appeared that Steele hit on a new strategy of using shell companies to try a whole bunch of tricks and loopholes for getting around his reason his cases kept getting thrown out. And there were suspicions that the shell companies going by names like AF Holdings, Ingenuity 13, and Guava were nothing more than Steele and or his partners, but there was little evidence at the time. So in December, a guy by the name of Alan Cooper had been hired by Steele to be the caretaker of some of Steele's properties in Minnesota, interviewed in a few AF Holdings Ingenuity 13 cases to point out that it had come to his attention that both companies were claiming that a guy named Alan Cooper was managing those companies, and he had reasons to believe that Steele had simply used his name. While a few courts ignored the letter, some judges have started asking questions, and no one associated with Prenda seems to want to answer the simple questions which Alan Cooper runs those companies. So apparently Prenda's silence on those matters has been enough for caretaker Cooper and his lawyer, and they've now sued Prenda, John Steele, AF Holding, and Ingenuity 13, directly claiming that Steele is in charge of all those and forged Cooper's signature. So this is going to get kind of crazy here. This guy could be facing a lot more than civil charges. Forging someone's name and lying to court doesn't go real well when it comes to a criminal case. But this guy is, this group is being undone in a big way. The folks over at TechDirt have done a fantastic job in covering this. And it's nice to see that this patent troll is basically getting body slammed. And, you know, this guy has been doing nothing but harm out there. And we'll see where this leads over the next couple of weeks as this continues to make news. Want to make you aware of a couple of articles that we've put up on Geek News Central. Specifically, start off with the GoPro article. The GoPro interview we did at CES, Don Bain did this, and the gadget professor. And so the GoPro showed off was the Hero 3 Black Edition, which is a 30% smaller and 20% lighter than the previous model. And the new Black Edition has a 12-megapixel sensor that can shoot 4K at 15 frames per second or 2K at 30 frames per second. So this is pretty good. The new version is going to retail at $399. It will include a Wi-Fi remote. The camera is available for purchase now if you want to pick one up. And I think it's been being used in the X Games. One of the companies that I was really impressed with who have made a really big shift was the folks over at MyCharge. And what these companies have figured out is that the ladies don't want to carry a black battery charger in their bags. They want something nice, designed, that's something that will go in their purse, that will look good, or be in their car and not be look like this gaudy piece of electronics. So they've unveiled a whole new line of portable charging solutions. And again, depending on your choice from the new lineup, you can potentially charge up to three devices at one time. There are a variety of choices and also a variety of colors and designs, like I said, to meet everyone's taste. And they're going to be available in the April to May time frame with the iPhone 5, anyway from $39 to $129. These folks spent a lot of time with this at CES. There'll be two videos, one that you'll want to watch that's up now, and another one that'll be forthcoming here in the next couple of days. But they really took a lot of time with this and talked to us, and I was really impressed with what MyCharge has done in figuring out, hey, there has to be a little bit of design as well. All right, I want to give you guys some tips here. It's the new year. It's just a good time to save some money. Here's some car tips, and this is over at lifehacker.com, and it's real simple. Keep your tires at the right pressure. Change your change your spark plug before they're due. If you have 100,000-mile spark plugs, have 80,000 miles on them, they're 80% worn, change them out. I just changed spark plugs on my vehicle at 60,000 miles, and they needed to be changed. They were default out of the factory, and I'm glad I did. My gas mileage immediately went up like a gallon and a half, which was a lot. Save money by changing your air filter early and often. And you can do this yourself. You know, it's if you look at the air filters, 10, 15 bucks, maybe as high as 40, well worth changing that out before it gets plugged and basically causing your engine to work harder. Alignments are important too. You can save up to $180 a year by keeping your alignment correct. And of course, lead foot equals lead wallet. Don't do those jackrabbit starts. And of course, make sure that your suspension is good on your vehicle too. That's going to help with the airflow that's going across the vehicle. And do the things that are going to keep your vehicle in tip-top for airflow. Oxygen sensors monitor the efficiency of combustion by tracking the amount of oxygen remaining in the exhaust. So as they degrade over time, they can cost you up to 15% in gas mileage. When they fail, the computer lights up your service engine soon light, forcing you to incur that $80 diagnostic fee. So on pre-1996 vehicles, replace your oxygen sensor every 60,000 miles to keep your vehicle at its peak. So I have the link up to this in the show notes, and a great way to save $1,000 this year on gas. And believe me, $1,000 goes a long way in this economy and in the way things are right now. It was pretty cool to see a company called Beachfront. And this app, this article was over at GigaOhm. This app automates building of Roku, Google TV, Samsung, and LG apps. This is pretty slick. I haven't seen the price of this, but they've got the option to build these apps, and it's open to the public right now. So we will see where this leads. I'll find out how much it costs, but this might be a cool way for you to get if you have have content that you want to get online. This might be a great way to do so, and it may save you a lot of money because it's expensive to develop apps. I know what our pricing is, but we quote to customers when they want a Roku app, and it's a four-figure cost. It really is. And, of course, it's wintertime, and many of you are getting very cold weather, wet, rainy, snowy, icy. If you're looking for some military-grade waterproof socks, the folks are over at Ogizmo. Have a link to a company that makes these supposed military wear socks. Going to cost you $55 bucks a pair, but they have a waterproof middle layer. You know the thing I hate about socks that are waterproof? Your feet always sweat, and then because there's really no way for the sock to breathe, and I don't know about these. I don't know how these socks keep the inside aired out enough so that they just, because every time I wear waterproof socks, my feet just sweat crazy. I don't know about you guys, but anyway, buy these with caution if you're looking to do that. And the next thing is kind of cool, and it's more of a gag type thing. And fellas, I'm sure you're going to want to run out and pick up some of this, but Man Hands is a manly scented soap. Because all of you need to be a man is basically why they want you to smell like one. So, and I'm sure ladies, you're gonna love this soap. I'm gonna sure you're gonna go out and buy this for your fellas. But they got manly scented soap and bacon, baseball gloves, beer scented soap, bonfire scented soap. Let's go a little further down here. Red wine scented. Oh, they've even got manly scented soap for a Republican. Topsoil. Oh, here's the one that you really want to buy. Man Hands Manly Scented Soap. It's a urinal mint. Smells like a urinal mint. Boy, just like, wow, that's what you really want your hands to smell like. We've got Cedar Log Cabin, Christmas Pine Tree. Oh, they've got the Democrat flavored soap as well. Of course, the Republican one was in red. The Democrat one was in blue. They've got Fresh Cut Grass. They've got Buttered Popcorn, Brewed Coffee. Oh, for those of you that like a little, the leaf, they've got a cannabis kind of soap. They've even got soap that smells like money. Oh, they've also got muscle rub or margarita. Obviously, this is the type of soap that you're going to run right out and buy immediately because everyone wants to smell like a urinal, like one of those things in a urinal. But it's available. Let me see what if I can find the pricing for you here. $6.95 a bar. What a bargain to buy baseball gloves scented soap. I'm sure we're all going to run out and get some of that immediately. Up in Canada land, here in the United States now, it's illegal to jailbreak our phones. But the CRTC has stated that Canadians can and are able to do this. There's going to be a clear understanding of their wireless service and fees. They're going to have the ability to unlock cell phones on reasonable terms, online tools to monitor usage and any additional fees, and the ability to set a cap on additional fees such as those incurred from long-distance calls, usage of voice, minutes, text message, data usage, and roaming. Imagine if they had implemented that here in the United States. Ha, ha, ha. Some folks have been downloading stuff off CNET recently over at their download.com website. Apparently, there's been all kinds of extra stuff being added to the downloads. So be careful of what you're downloading and what you're installing over there. Make sure you get the file that are, you know, do a little search if you're going to download some shareware and make sure it's not going to negatively affect your computer when you install it. You guys know that I'm a big fan of app.net, the Twitter clone. They've done some pretty cool stuff here. They're doing file storage now. So basically, you know, how many times we sent pictures to Twitter or different things? Who knows where those pictures went? Well, app.net has begun to expand its ambitions, and basically they're going to serve as going to give its members 10 gigs of cloud storage. And I have no way to mute this phone, this mic, folks, so apologize. So they're going to give 10 gigs of cloud-based storage for photos and other files. And they're going to give third-party apps the hooks they need to add features. So pretty cool new feature from the folks at app.net. That was horrible, wasn't it? I don't know where that cough came from either. It was disgusting. Gosh. I haven't coughed all day, and I get here in the back in the hotel room, I'm getting whacked. All right, I think we talked a little bit about this on a previous show. Antigua is basically, they're legally going to be able to offer up a pirate site. And this has been authorized by the World Trade Organization. During a meeting in Geneva, the WTO authorized Antigua's request to suspend U.S. copyrights. This decision confirmed the preliminary authorization of the Caribbean island received in 2007 and means that local authorities can move forward with their plan to start a download portal which offers movies, music, and software without compensating American companies that make them. And this is part of a annual, I think, $25 million ruling. Basically, there was unfair trade practices between the United States and Antigua. So they've been authorized basically to recoup up to, I think, $25 million a year, and this is how they're going to do it. They're going to basically give away American software and games and movies and kind of reverse chargeback. So this is pretty cool what they're going to do here. And but again, the Antigua are planning to offer TV shows, music, as well as software to customers worldwide. And Antigua's finance minister said that in a comment that the U.S. left his government no other options than to respond in this manner. Antigua's gambling industry was devastated by unfair practices of the U.S. and years of negotiation offered no compromise. And those aggressive efforts led to the shutdown of the remote gaming industry in Antigua and resulted in thousands and loss of thousands of good-paying jobs and seizure by the Americans of billions of dollars belonging to the gaming operators. So the WTO said, hey, you couldn't do this, U.S. And so Antigua is going to be able to recoup some of their cash. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops over the upcoming months as Antigua starts to give away American copyrighted material. A Swedish police task force raided a bunch of teenagers playing Call of Duty. Well, I guess someone heard a frantic call came in reporting what sounded like a brutal massacre. The 10-man team raided the apartment to find a group of teenagers in the midst of a murder and destruction playing Call of Duty. After the teenagers were forced outside by what must have been a SWAT team, the boys were able to explain that the gunshots were entirely virtual and the cries for help merely came when the character of one of the boys was shot several times and left lying on the floor. Steve's alter ego had presumed been put out of its misery by the time the police arrived. So they were gaming. And so the boys were all fine, but someone was hearing this commotion going on, freaked out a little bit. Sierra Wireless, they're known for making 3G and 4G modems, have sold that business to Netgear, and they're refocusing on the Internet of Things. So again, this is a company that makes the air cards. They're selling this off. Netgear will pay $138 million cash and assume $6.5 million liabilities as part of the transaction. And external modems were once Sierra's bread and butter, but really over the last 5 years, it began to focus on embedded radio modules. And so Sierra's going to bail, and they're going to go back to doing what they've done before. So we'll see what happens with them down the road and see what Netgear does with this brand. Yahoo revenues have risen under CEO Marissa Myers. She beat expectations. Fourth quarter revenues rose 2% to $1.35 billion. What was the expenses? Their net income was $272 million, or 23 cents a share. But apparently Wall Street's happy with that. Their stocks are up 2% in after-hours trading. Now, Vine got some pretty good hype, and people started using Vine right away to post these little short 6-second videos. Well, apparently people figured out that you could put porn in the net in this Vine videos. So they were basically setting up Twitter accounts, putting hashtags in like NSFW and so forth, and basically putting in little porn clips. 6-second porn clips. And any way to get, traffic, folks were following these Twitter accounts left and right. And we're basically watching the mini videos. At the same time, Apple quietly pulled the editor's choice on Twitter's Vine app. And Apple has distanced itself from Twitter's user-generated video sharing service. And the folks at Vine say that they are working very hard to filter out this pornography that's made it into the app. Comes to video and posting on the internet, the pornographers will find a way any way they can. Okay, Java's new very high security mode can't protect you from malware. Security research uncovered a newly discovered bug in Oracle's Java framework that allows attackers to bypass important security precautions designed to prevent malware attacks. Of course, we know that security improvements were introduced in Java 7 Update 10, but it didn't take long. There's a new vulnerability out there. So shut Java off when you don't need it, okay, folks? This next article over at Ars Technica talks about how a starved brain kills memory basically to survive. And in a fly, yes, a fly, and I don't know how they determine this, when food is in short supply, the brain that is an organ that is fed first, but what happens when there isn't enough food to fill the high energy needs of the brain goes into survival mode. The brain does not simply self-allocate available resources. Instead, it trims the fat by turning off entire processes that are too costly. Researchers from the CNRS in Paris created a true case of do or die, starving flies to the point where they must choose between switching off costly memory formation or dying. When the flies were starved, the brains blocked the formation of aversive long-term memories, which depend on a costly protein synthesis requiring repetitive learning. So basically, the flies turned off being able to memorize stuff in order to survive. So this is kind of an interesting but gross test, and I guess this may prove to be a point to be looked at in humans when there's severe starvation going on. DARPA showed off a 1.8 gigapixel surveillance drone, a picture that can spot a terrorist from 20,000 feet. DARPA and the U.S. Army have taken the wraps off Argus. It's an 1.8 gigapixel video surveillance platform that can resolve details as small as 6 inches from an altitude of 20,000 feet. But they have a 1.8 total gigapixel video in it. This is pretty incredible. I saw something on TV on this last night. And they can see everything. And they can have like 600 people looking at different segments of the video that's being recorded. This is pretty incredible stuff. The actual processing of that image is 1.8 billion pixels at 12 frames per second, generates an order of 600 gigabits per second. That equates to around 6 petabytes or 6,000 terabytes of video data per day. Now, don't tell me that they're not having to invest in some major hard drive space. That is just an incredible number. All right, you want to earn some money? Well, the folks over at Google are introducing a Pottom 3. They're targeting Chrome OS. Google security team has taken the wraps off its latest Pottom competition. And the company's putting money and nerd cred where its mouth is, offering up $3.14159 million for the third round of the competition. Amongst the payouts are $110,000 for a browser or system-level compromise in guest mode or as a logged-in user, and $150,000 for a compromise with a device persistence guest-to-guest with interim reboot delivered via web page. So this is huge. They're putting out a lot of money. So if you're looking to cash in on this, you want to go and start looking for vulnerabilities in Chrome. Japan is announcing that they're going to broadcast the 2014 World Cup in 4K. Okay, how many people are actually going to have 4K TVs by 2014? I don't know, but they're going to broadcast the 2014 World Cup in 4K. And most of us will get an RTV at 1920 by 1080. That's the way the ball will bounce. All right, Apple TV software has been updated to bring Bluetooth keyboard support and music from iTunes in the cloud. So they've had a little update here, so you can see where the Apple TV's headed by offering up a Bluetooth keyboard functionality. Pretty slick on their part. So now we'll be able to type stuff in a lot easier. You can see where this is headed, don't you? iOS 6.1 is now available for download. The update contains improvements in bug fixes, LTE support for more carriers. Purchase movie tickets through Fandango with Siri, USA only. iTunes Match subscribers can now download individual songs from iCloud, and a new button to reset advertiser identifier. That's cool to be able to do that. So update for all of you if you wanted to grab that. And Mophie's come out with a juice pack for the Galaxy S3. And what's going to run you? $80 probably. Let me scroll down here. Yep, $70. But you guys know my experience with Mophie. But if you're looking to keep your charge on your Galaxy S3, you can do that with this new juice pack again from Mophie for the Galaxy S3. All right, let me go ahead here, and I've got some email that have come in. And the first email comes from Bo. He says, "Hey Todd, nice that you're back after the flu. We have no borders in Europe today because of Schengen. But we do have a different language in Europe." Schengen land, we only have to show our passports when we go to the United Kingdom or the United States. He says, "I'm not going outside Europe or the U.S. And Bo is in Sweden. So he talks about that a little bit. Got an email back from Jack on me talking about the battery fire in the 787. And Todd, I had seen the picture of the thermal runaway battery in the JAL airplane in Japan, but not the image of the equipment rack. Wow, that was an impressive picture. To tell you the truth, I had expected to see more damage in the surrounding rack. Yes, Boeing does have a major problem. Right now, the authorities can can't even decide if a problem is in the battery or battery charger, so don't expect a quick fix since they haven't even figured out the cause yet. As you know, thermal runaway is not new in aviation. I can remember emergency procedures for thermal runaway when I was an engineer on the Boeing 707 and others. These were lead acid batteries, which would double down on the problem by adding sulfuric acid to the bottom of the equipment bay if it did catch on fire. The solution to these were improved battery chargers. The failure mode is nothing to take lightly, especially when you're over the Pacific 3 hours away from the nearest airport. Airplanes have been flying 50 years with this as one of the potential problems, just not with this high a failure rate, which is unacceptable. Lithium-ion battery fires are not new and even occurred on airplanes before, but these were much smaller batteries in iPhones and laptops. The real problem here is lithium-ion technology is not as mature as the FAA and Boeing thought it was. I suspect the fix will be a mixture of manufacturing, changing circuit and battery cell sensing improvements, and that will take time. Until then, I believe there will be an interim fix with a range limitation to be within some number of minutes of an airport. I hope they're able to identify the problem and get these planes back in the air soon. Jack, you know, I know thermal runaway and aircraft have been... Jack says, again, these views and opinions are my own. I have no inside knowledge of either of those investigations. Thanks for adding that in there, Jack. Here's the deal. You know, I've seen thermal runaway and batteries before. Seen batteries taken out of aircraft before that were in a thermal runaway condition or even sprayed down by the fire department. Usually the battery bays are located outside of the crew compartment in an area where the public in the aircraft could not be hurt. And in military aircraft, you know, they were located basically outside the pressure bulkhead. But still, the danger of these exploding is not small. And when they go boom, they're just like a bomb going off. And they can do incredible amounts of damage. So we'll see what happens with the 787 battery issue. They're going to have to get this fixed. At what cost, I don't know. Got an email here from James. He says, "Hey, Todd, I was listening to your show last night and heard about the Librarian of Congress decision to outlaw unlocking cell phones. Now, I am completely against it for a number of reasons that I'm sure you probably already know and or agree with. So I wondered if you'd be willing to share this petition with Geek News Central in case anyone is interested. If not, I understand. Thanks for reading." And James, I'll share that. I'll put that petition up for the White House and about making unlocking cell phones legal. Have that up there. Thanks for that, James. Appreciate it. Got an email from Tim. He says, "Hey, we're drowning in mobile carrier greed here. Save us. Google is experimenting with the creation of their own wireless network. Unfortunately, their lips are sealed on what it's for exactly." And Tim, I think I talked about this quite a little bit on the last show. We'll see where it leads. I'm optimistic it'll be good. And he also sent me a link about hydrogen cars by 2017, where Ford, Nissan, and Chrysler are teaming up to build hydrogen-powered cars. So I'll have that link up in the show notes. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up here for me. I am going to pull the plug, and we're just over an hour, but I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. And it looks like the recording held. I think everything is good. We'll keep our fingers crossed. But it's been my pleasure. Send me your comments. Twitter, @GeekNews. Email, geeknews@gmail.com. Hotline is available at 619-342-7365. Call it. Leave a comment. And apologize for coughing in your ear, guys, tonight. And, of course, we want to encourage you guys to check out our sponsors at geeknewscenter.com/GoDaddy or visit dyne.com/podcast30. Go over there and take advantage of it, you website owners. You're going to like their products and services. Get educated. And if you don't understand the product completely, fill out the little sheet, and the folks over at Dyne will call you and tell you how they can help you out. Until next time, we'll see you here Thursday, which, in fact, basically I'm going to finish the show up. I'm leaving my gear with a friend here in Texas, and then I have to leave for the airport at like 2 o'clock in the morning, something insanely early, but it gets me back to Honolulu by noon, and then I'll be home just for a couple of days and then back to Texas Sunday night. I think I'm going to miss the Super Bowl, I believe. I don't know, maybe I'll get to watch it. I don't know. Don't care, honestly, but we'll be here live with you on Thursday night around 8 p.m. Central Time. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Take care. and aloha.